Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T, the Pirkei Avos Learning. This year where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We're looking at Season 4, Chapter 4, Mishnah 9, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Tet. Rabbi Yonasan Omer, Rabbi Yonasan says, Kol Mekayim Es HaTorah Me'oni, Sofa L'Kayimah Me'osher. Whoever keeps the Torah in poverty will eventually keep it in wealth. God forbid, one who neglects the Torah in wealth will eventually neglect it in poverty. Meaning, take care of the Torah even if you don't have time. You make the time. Even if you don't have the money to set aside and learn and buy things for Torah, you set aside and you try to figure out ways to do it. Even if you don't have so much time, even if you don't have so much money or resources, ability, whatever way you can to try to acquire the Torah, it'll be acquired for you. Hashem will help you. God forbid you have the means, you have the time, but you don't. God forbid Hashem will make it that you won't have the ability or the money or the time anyway. Make sure to prioritize your learning, your time, to be able to set it aside, to be koveya itim la Torah, to be involved in the Torah. Let's look at Rabbi Yonah says, one who keeps the Torah in poverty. The Mishnah speaks of one who presses himself for time, neglecting the work that supports him for the sake of Torah and mitzvahs and learning and fulfilling mitzvahs in poverty. Eventually keep it in wealth, this man will eventually become wealthy and have many additional hours available to learn Torah and do mitzvahs. He will have ample income, will not need to labor over his living. He will learn happily and with a good heart, for his wisdom has given him everything. This was the case of Shlomo HaMelech. Rather than asking for gold and silver, he asked for wisdom. As the verse states, keep vanity and falseness far from me. Give me neither poverty nor wealth, but allocate for me my daily bread. We may compare this to a king who told his servant, request something, I'll give it to you. Servant said to himself, if I ask for silver and gold, he will give it to me. If I ask for property and land, he will give it to me. Instead, I will ask for the king's daughter as my wife, and that will include everything. This is what Shlomo HaMelech said, I will ask for wisdom, for it includes everything. As it says, for to sit in the shelter of wisdom is to sit in the shelter of money. Neglecting the Torah and wealth, there are many times and many hours when this man is free to learn Torah, and yet he does not. Will eventually neglect it in poverty, he'll be forced to struggle for his livelihood, but he will not succeed in obtaining it, so that even if he wants to learn Torah, he will not have the time. He is punished in keeping with his deeds, and as such he will depart this world without Torah. We need to make sure that we fulfill the Torah with our time, with our resources, with our money, whatever, how much we have, however little we have, and everything is exactly what we need. As Pirkei Avos teaches us elsewhere, we should make sure to be involved in the Torah, to set aside time, to set aside resources, to set aside ability, to be involved in Torah, and to be engaged in Torah as much as we can every single day. Join us next time as we talk about limiting occupation with business here on the PAL with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.